Support for TPR comes from Texas Mutual Insurance Company, a workers' comp provider committed to helping employers get their people home safely. Preventing workplace accidents protects families and keeps businesses productive. More at texasmutual.com.
From Texas Public Radio, this is Texas Matters, a weekly radio news magazine that looks at the issues, events, and people in the Lone Star State. Today on Texas Matters, the legislature is on track to raise the penalty for illegal voting to a felony, and State Senator Roland Gutierrez gives a legislative update on Uvalde, gun safety, and if he'll challenge U.S. Senator Ted Cruz. This is Texas Matters from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. The big lie that there was a massive election fraud campaign that stole the presidential election from Donald Trump. That big lie has been completely exposed as a lie. If there is any remaining doubt about that, the recent settlement of the lawsuit brought by Dominion Voting Systems against Fox News for almost $800 million, it should put that all to rest. There was no massive voter fraud, and doubt in the election results was purposefully manufactured by the proven liars at Fox News and the Trump coup-pushing posse. Elections are safe, secure, and trustworthy. But that message has not gotten to the Republican leadership in the Texas Capitol, where they're continuing to push for laws that will make voting more difficult in Texas. And they are justifying these bills by claiming that there is something wrong with our election systems. They say there is fraud, but that's not true. The big lie playbook is still gospel and the Texas GOP, and here's further evidence. This week, Texas Republican lawmakers crept closer to making their goal of making voting illegally a felony. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, who presides over the Senate, made reinstating the felony punishment a top priority for this session. Critics of this bill have raised concerns that this will be especially harmful to Texans who are Latinos. A recent study by the American Civil Liberties Union of Texas found that almost 65% of election fraud prosecutions since Paxton took office were against Latino individuals. The study also found that at least 72% of these prosecutions appeared to have targeted Black and Latino individuals. Veronica Worms is a voting rights legal fellow at the Texas Civil Rights Project and says the increased penalty for illegal voting appears to be part of a larger Republican strategy to suppress voting in Texas.
The danger with increasing this penalty now is that, one, there's been no corresponding increase in illegal voting in while the penalty has been lowered, and this newsworthiness of increasing the penalty will make it scarier for Texans to vote. They'll know that it's an increased penalty, and I also think it's important to note that a second-degree felony is the penalty for crimes such as kidnapping and carries a sentence of potentially 2 to 20 years in state prison. So it's a very severe increase.
Concern is making it a felony would make it intimidating, scary, risky for some people to vote, and we have seen, what, selective prosecution in these areas? So is that the concern, that this is something that makes people think twice about voting?
Absolutely. So we are very concerned about a chilling effect with voting in this state. It's already a really confusing and scary process for Texans. There have been a lot of changes to election law in recent years that have made the process confusing and complicated. This past election, worked with our election protection hotline, 866-OUR-VOTE, and I can tell you that there are lots of areas where people just get confused with the myriad laws that are in place right now. And making simple mistakes, which can be captured by this illegal voting standard, subject to felony penalties, is just going to make it even scarier for Texans to vote.
We have in the legislature also a consideration for election marshals. The way that the law is structured, it would put these marshals mainly in urban areas. And would they be enforcing this? And is that also part of this intimidation factor?
So putting a election police force in place under the authority of the Secretary of State is just another process that the Texas legislature is putting in place in order to, yeah, make it scarier for Texans to vote. If there's an entire division of people working on election offenses, I think it's fair to say that this would be yet another thing that would intimidate Texans voters. It's unnecessary, and we've already spent $4 million on an election audit division, and that has only resulted in about 5 convictions out of 390 investigations. So we don't think that this would yield any better results or help Texans vote.
The Attorney General's office is also seeking a change in the law in this legislative session to give them greater authority to prosecute these. What does that mean if the Attorney General's office now has more leeway to prosecute election issues?
Well, I think that it will make the voting process scarier for Texans. If the Attorney General is given even greater authority to seek criminal penalties for these offenses, and if these offenses are getting increasingly more severe, then I think that that's a deterrent effect, absolutely.
Should citizens in Texas view these developments, like the raising the penalty for illegal voting to a felony, should all this be seen in context with all the other bills that are being passed in the legislature that would make voting more difficult, things like ending countywide voting, the increasing of the voter purges and the voter rolls, issues like that?
Absolutely. So in the past, we've seen omnibus, quote unquote, bills, or basically throwing everything into one package regarding criminalizing elections. As I mentioned before, SB1 was the wholesale revision of the election system that happened in the previous session. And there we saw just sweeping changes in a single bill. Now the approach seems to be that there are tons of smaller bills that, if passed, would completely rework our election system and make it way scarier. So it is kind of a collage of voter suppression that we're seeing now.
Veronica Worms is a voting rights legal fellow at the Texas Civil Rights Project. Texas State Senator Roland Gutierrez has been fighting against the tide at the state capitol trying to pass gun safety restrictions. The Democrat, who represents an area that includes Uvalde, has called on his lawmaker colleagues to defend children from school shooters. Gutierrez has been brash and outspoken in his quest, but Republican lawmakers are giving him little to point to as progress. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is failing to give his proposed legislation hearings and opposes his amendments. Gutierrez and others are calling for raising the minimum age for purchasing assault rifles and closing loopholes for firearm sales at gun shows. Gutierrez said there have been over 50 bills filed in the legislature that addresses guns and school safety, but there's little support for them in the Republican majority.
Over 50 bills, if you include everybody in the legislature. The two that are getting traction, really it's just one. It's a Huffman's bill, which basically repeats federal law on background checks for minors. It is ludicrous where we are. They've done absolutely nothing on gun safety. There is nothing that the Republicans have done to advance this issue at all this session. The public needs to know that. 73% of Republican voters want common sense gun safety solutions. They want a background check, universal background checks. They want extreme risk protective orders. And most importantly, they want an age limit on AR-15s to 21. And Republicans haven't done what their Republican constituents are asking for. That's the state of affairs, sadly.
You have been working closely with your constituents from Uvalde, family members who lost children in the school shooting there. Tell me about the experience of working with these family members, and what do you see when you talk to them?
You know, these people are broken, and for the rest of their lives, they're going to be broken. They find some kind of solace in working together on this issue. They find some, I don't want to call it peace, but the idea of moving forward, knowing that their children's lives were not lost in vain, because of the work that they're doing in their advocacy. It gives them strength. They are some of the strongest people I've ever met in my life, and I don't know that I could do it, honestly. I don't know that I could even live without my children. I mean, incredibly strong parents.
Because of Uvalde, people are saying we need better gun laws. We need to protect our schools. But is the legislation that is coming out of the legislature, be signed by Governor Greg Abbott, is it really addressing those things, a requirement to have someone on school who is armed? Is that a solution?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that it's a solution. I'm willing to go down that road. I filed a bill for a DPS trooper in every school, a trained cop in every school. It would cost about $2.1 billion a year, fully equipped cop in every school in Texas. Those aren't my numbers. Those are studies that have been done by different groups. Also, a TEA report that has been put out. That's what I've asked for, the $2.1 billion. They've denied it. The House has put up about $1.6. They have some ridiculous program about volunteer cops with no liability and no transparency. I'm not for that at all. I'm willing to ask, to undertake this argument about more cops means it's more safe. But the fact is, we can't just do those things in a vacuum. We have to have a discussion on guns. It doesn't keep young men from buying AR-15s at the gun shop like they're shopping for a soda pop. It doesn't keep mentally ill people from buying AR-15s. It doesn't close the gun show loophole at all. These are common sense gun safety solutions that can be done without at all infringing on the Second Amendment. States have regulated guns and commerce forever and a day. We can do it now. Greg Abbott, Dan Patrick choose not to. At least Dade Phelan has begun the process of having a committee hearing, but it hasn't gone very far, unfortunately.
During a Senate debate over protecting children from drag shows, you brought up this issue about guns and how this is really the threat for kids in Texas and across America. And yet you were shut down by Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. It became a heated exchange.
Only if it appeals to the prurient interest in sex and meets the other elements of the statute. That's the only way any conduct is going to be captured by this bill.
Now, Senator, I'm going to vote against this bill, but I appreciate your interest in protecting kids. I sure would help, could use your support in protecting the kids that are killed by gun violence in this state.
Senator Gutierrez, I'm going to give you one more warning. That's the last time. Stick to the topic of the issues that you're asking questions on, or you will not be recognized in the future. Okay? Stick to your topic, and you're welcome to the microphone. If not, I have to gavel you down. Thank you.
What did we learn from this exchange?
I try to be very nice with the Lieutenant Governor. We've had private meetings in his office. We've had meetings on the dais about this issue. His answer to me is, well, you got to talk to the members. I talk to the members. They say, I got to talk to Dan Patrick. It's plainly clear that the Texas Senate has lost its way, including Republicans that have given one man too much power. That's not what the rules indicate. That's not what they dictate. In the meantime, their constituents are going to be in danger because they're not doing anything on this very important issue. The governor wants to keep shutting me down. I'll keep putting amendments on the floor as long as I can, as long as they're germane. And we've been doing that, and they'll continue to shut us down, I imagine. But I'm not going to stop the fight. I'm not going to stop having this discussion. My failure to be able to pass something, or any failure by a Democrat in the House, isn't their failure. It's an indictment. Not an indictment on me. It's an indictment on Republicans who are refusing to really protect our kids in Texas.
Some people have said the reason why we have school shootings is because we've taken God out of our classrooms, and so they're supporting a bill to put the Ten Commandments, requiring the Ten Commandments be posted prominently in all classrooms, and also provide time for Bible study. Is that a solution to school shootings, putting the Ten Commandments in classrooms?
Yeah, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Look, I'm a good Catholic, but I'm also a good American, and I believe in the separation of church and state. That's what our founding forefathers believed. That's what Thomas Jefferson believed. Had no place in our schools, and our Supreme Court has suggested that over and over again. They're using a Supreme Court decision that was had nothing to do with the classroom, quite frankly. Listen, we have to do everything in our power to save our kids. And the God that I pray to every night, you know, gives us the ability to go out and make choices. Greg Abbott made his choices after Santa Fe. Dan Patrick made his choices. Let's be really clear. The kids that have died in every one of these school shootings and mass massacres across the state have been at the hands of these people that are in power right now. They could have done many, many things to curb access of weapons in the hands of people that shouldn't have had them, and they have chosen not to. God had nothing to do with that.
For people who have studied political science and political strategy, you know that when you don't have anything to govern on, you reach for these cultural issues, these culture war topics, to distract voters and to just get everyone riled up over these issues that don't really impact people's lives. Is that what we're seeing now in Texas?
Absolutely. I mean, yesterday we had a bill proposed by Lois Kolkhorst that Chinese people couldn't buy ranch land. The most preposterous thing I've ever heard in the world, most racist thing. I mean, well, not the most, but we've heard plenty of racism coming out of this building. But Texans need to, Republican Texans need to open their eyes and open their ears, because the crap that's being sold to them is nothing more than a scam. We are getting nothing more than the scam that the government is, that there's a, something to be had by government in Texas. If government worked in Texas, 19 children and two teachers wouldn't have died. For 77 minutes, those kids lay dead because cops didn't do their jobs, because communication systems failed, because the communications that this community had asked for 7 years prior had been ignored by Steve McCall and this governor. This government has failed Texas. We lost 800 people because it got cold. I mean, let's be clear. Republican voters, wake up, because you are being scammed by your own supposed leaders.
We're coming up on the first annual commemoration of the shooting in Uvalde. Still so many unanswered questions, lack of accountability, documentation of what happened that day, not being shared with the public as an open record. Comparing that to what we've seen in other states, like in Tennessee, where they had the rapid release of public information and video cameras. Are we ever going to get the full story about what happened in Uvalde?
Sadly, I don't see that. I see a DA covering for a governor, covering for a DPS director. The whole world can see that Steve McCall is at fault here. He's one of the four heads of different law enforcement agencies that is definitely at fault. Texas Rangers were outside for 30 minutes, and we're supposed to believe that it was the one Texas Ranger's fault. They were on the phone with Steve McCall all day long for those 77 minutes, and he did nothing. He did nothing to tell his team, go in there now. These are the rules. This is how you do this. That never happened. That never happened. Every possible breakdown, it never happened. And this governor has asked for zero accountability. He's asked for zero transparency. Everything is in his hands. I've seen 400, I've seen hundreds of hours of video cam footage, of body cam footage. And I had to watch it. I had to watch all of that horror and all of that failure, because I had to see the failure. And it was extreme, and it was negligent, and it was gross. And these children are the real heroes in this place, those that survived. They managed to get through this. The children that passed are the heroes. These cops failed these children miserably. This government has failed these children and has failed to ask for any kind of accountability. We have not just gun bills. We have accountability and transparency bills, and they have refused to see the light of day on any of those issues.
Also on the governor's agenda during this legislative session is the border. That's not new. It seems to be every session. But he is focusing on developing a state border patrol. It's also been called a vigilante militia, where these people will have qualified immunity to arrest, detain, and deport people that they think are in the country illegally. This would directly impact your constituents because of the district that you represent is on the border. What have you told your voters about this?
Look, I mean, we certainly have issues to address on the border. Certainly the federal government does as well. they do their job as best they can. We need more resources out there. The state resources that are going out there, they don't have the training that is necessary. They don't know how to deal with immigrants. They don't know how to deal with the protections that are in place at law. We're housing people on our tax dollars for more than the trespassing charge, for longer than the trespassing charge allows. I mean, Greg Abbott has shame-pied people, and we're footing the bill for it all. It's great that he wants to be this big immigration cop. It's great that he wants to try to do something that he absolutely has no idea how to do. He needs to figure that out first. We need to figure out how we're going to work in concert with the federal government to solve these problems and not become a hindrance, not become a hindrance that's costing taxpayers a tremendous amount of dollars. And let's be real clear. Those cops that were in Uvalde that day, they were all Operation Lone Star troopers. Those DPS troopers, they all failed. And so they can't even do their job that they're supposed to do, which is protect kids. How are we supposed to think that they're supposed to do anything with regards to border protection? We've seen nine suicides already. We've seen a young man drowned in the water because of the lack of resources that Greg Abbott gave him. If we're going to do something, do it right. Greg Abbott doesn't know how to do this job.
But the fentanyl issue, fentanyl is a crisis in Texas, across the country. Young people are taking these knockoff pharmaceuticals, thinking that that they're going to be just a recreational drug, but they're laced with fentanyl, and they overdose. They're fatally poisoned. And Greg Abbott is saying, and others are saying, this is a problem of immigration, that illegal immigrants are coming into the United States and they're bringing fentanyl with them. People who know the issue know that's not true, that fentanyl and illegal immigration are completely separate and there's no overlap at all. Fentanyl is coming up on I-35 in commercial vehicles, not on the backs of illegal immigrants. So, this is an issue that has been weaponized to talk about immigration. How can we communicate the reality of that?
David, the issue of immigration is multifaceted. You have 12 million undocumented that have been here for 25 years already that haven't been adjusted. We have to look at DACA. We have an arriving alien problem, an arriving immigrant problem that needs to be addressed for sure. Under no certain terms are we supposed to think that all of them are carrying fentanyl. It's just ludicrous. Greg Abbott wants to conflate all of these issues all at once. We can address these issues and we can do better. We can do the United States through the DEA can go out and address the problem that we're having with our cartels in Mexico. The same cartels, by the way, that are getting their guns through Texas, that are getting of the 500,000 AR-15s that are sold in the United States, 60% of them a year end up in Mexico. Through the state, about 40% of that 60 goes through the state of Texas. And those are real facts. If we're ever going to do something about fentanyl or other drugs, we have to consider doing what we did in Colombia, in Mexico, but not through state agencies. We have to do it through men in suits and women in suits that are going to go down and have sit down in offices in Mexico and in Washington and have treaties to talk about what's best for both countries. We're going to have a real serious discussion about how to attack their own drug war and how we're going to be able to assist in that. But just to simply, talk nonsense at a subject just to scare people, it just doesn't do the job. That's what we get from these guys. That's part of their bait and switch. They scare us with the boogeyman, and they never, ever do anything about it. It's just a constant scare tactic. If Greg Abbott wants to truly solve solutions and solve problems, he needs to sit down at the table with all of us, and he needs to sit down at the table with the President of the United States. But he won't do that because he's just so busy talking about this scam and this lie and scaring the hell out of everybody. They don't want to solve the problems that are facing America. It's that simple.
Speaking of scary lies that have been sold to America, talk about the election lie, that there is an election fraud problem in Texas and across the country. We've seen bills being considered in the legislature being passed out of the Senate that would end countywide voting. Put in election marshals into urban areas, have the Secretary of State possibly overturn election results, ban voting on campus. The banning of voting on campus is being propelled by saying this is a school safety issue. But yet, I mean, are we seeing another round of voter stifling in Texas?
Oh, absolutely. The Republicans, they see what's coming in our big cities. And that's why they have this incredible assault on cities, this incredible assault on the laws that they're creating, the ordinance that they're creating. And so the government wants to have preemption laws. That's what the Republicans are pushing now. On the voting piece, they absolutely don't want to have more people voting conveniently. It is preposterous. They have zero shred of evidence that countywide voting on election day is a problem. The author of that bill couldn't purport one news story, one television story, one admission from the outgoing Secretary of State, John Scott. Nothing. They have zero evidence to prove that this is a problem. And yet, this is what they're trying to do in our country. The youth vote, because they see it incrementally growing higher.
Texas Senator Ted Cruz was recently caught on audio tape advocating the creation of a congressional-appointed electoral commission ahead of the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol that would make credible assessments of the unsubstantiated claims of voter fraud in the 2020 election. This is these are recordings that were made by Abby Grossman, who's a former producer for Fox News.
Who's deciding who gets inaugurated?
It would be the results of that commission and what they find. And if they found credible evidence of fraud that undermines confidence in the electoral results in any given state, they would report on that.
These reportings sound like they're catching Senator Cruz on tape plotting to overthrow the election and put in Donald Trump in power illegally. Do you have any reaction to these audio tapes?
You know, I heard them last night. And, you know, I think it's just more of the same what we get from Ted Cruz. We get just more, you know, just constant talk from this guy. And he is a proponent of this big lie, a proponent of what we've seen from Donald Trump. He's just another Trump mouthpiece. He's tried to do everything in power to ingratiate himself with Trump. Clearly, we all know who won the last election. And Ted Cruz knows who won the last election. He knew it before then. The idea that he was trying to create a special committee to be able to overthrow the government is just nonsense. But that's just more of what you get from a man that truly doesn't care about our community in a right way.
It's been reported that you are considering running against Ted Cruz for Senate, Texas. Some people are enthusiastic when they hear this. What can you tell us?
You know, right now, David, I've got to be 100% focused on the next five weeks and got to try to do what I can do for these families as best I can. Try to keep throwing up amendments onto bills, and that's 100% my focus. You know, my future, we'll figure all those things out later down the road. You know, certainly my family and I, we're always talking about what's best, not just for ourselves, but for this nation and for this state. We have gotten down the road in this country where we are truly breaking at the seams, and we are broken, and we're broken on a number of real issues that need to be addressed, not the least of which is gun safety solutions for our children. And so we'll be having a discussion on those issues down the road. But right now, for the next 5 weeks, this is what I need to be 100% focused on.
State Senator Roland Gutierrez is a Democrat representing San Antonio and the border area, including Uvalde. That's it for this edition of Texas Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm David Martin Davies. You can email us at texasmatters@tpr.org. There are past Texas Matters programs on our website at tpr.org. Go ahead and download, like, and subscribe to the Texas Matters podcast. And tune in again next week for another edition of Texas Matters from Texas Public Radio.
Support for TPR comes from Texas Mutual Insurance Company, a workers' comp provider committed to helping employers get their people home safely. Preventing workplace accidents protects families and keeps businesses productive. More at texasmutual.com.